Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin hodlers will soon see why the 21,600 Bitcoin price pump is a fake. Quoting crypto analyst Josh Rager, weekend pumps typically are not to be trusted. Let's see how this one holds going into the weekly close tomorrow. And quoting Crypto Capo, don't let crypto Twitter noise change your vision of how things really are. Not worried about this scam pump, still fully out of the market. Soon, you will see why. And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Vandepop, remains to be seen how Bitcoin is going to act after the weekend as 21,200 rejected. Overall strength is still there, and I am assuming further upside is happening. Crucial barrier for now, $21,000. And quoting on-chain analyst William Clemente, the end game is either Bitcoin as decentralized, self-sovereign money, or CBDCs as mass surveillance money. To not believe in Bitcoin's ethos and value proposition is to believe in the competency and integrity of central authority. Facts. Also in today's show, Wolf of Wall Street Jordan Belfort says he was wrong about Bitcoin and names two crypto assets for long-term plays. Quoting him here from a recent interview, at the time that I really hated crypto, I stand by everything I said about crypto in 2017, except for one thing, I was wrong about Bitcoin going to zero. Also in today's show, BitMEX founder Arthur Hayes updates his Bitcoin forecast and predicts that the Fed will be forced to print trillions of dollars. Quoting him here, must watch the Japanese yen and the euro. Expect an intervention the weaken the US dollar if the yen 150 and euro 0.9. Intervention means the Fed printing money. Printing money means Bitcoin. Numbers go up. The situation is fluid. Also in today's show, major Bitcoin relief rally imminent as sellers lose confidence, says crypto analyst Nicholas Merton. That's right. The analyst predicts that Bitcoin may rally to as high as $30,000, a 42% increase. Quoting him here, if we can get the price above these moving averages and turn them into support, after that, we potentially got a major move to the upside, something in the upper $20,000 range, going from $25,000 to $30,000. We'll also be discussing, will Bitcoin hit $100,000 in 2024 and taking a look at the overall crypto market? All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts and happy Sunday. I'm your host, JV. Let me know how you're doing in the comments below. Bitcoin spiked to 1 week highs on July 17th amid warnings that traders should not trust the current Bitcoin price action. Here you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart as we've been having a nice healthy pump here this weekend. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin reaching 21,600 on Bitstamp, its best performance since last Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
The Bitcoin / USD pair saw a fresh leg up during the weekend. This nonetheless coming on the back of thin, retail-driven, out-of-hours liquidity with institutions out of the picture. And as crypto analyst Josh Rager shares here, weekend pumps typically are not to be trusted. Let's see how this one holds going into the weekly close tomorrow. Now, obviously, that weekly close is here this evening. With Bitcoin prone to fake out moves both to the upside and downside, in such conditions, there was thus little appetite to believe that the current trajectory would endure as weekend close loomed, quoting Crypto Capo, don't let crypto Twitter noise change your vision of how things really are. Not worried about this scam pump still fully out of the market. Soon, you will see why. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst that this is a scam pump. Also preparing to exit the market, it appeared we're traders as major exchange Binance saw heightened inflows in the past 24 hours. And according to data still being compiled from on-chain analytics platform CryptoQuant on July 17th, inflows neared 17,500 BTC, the most on a single day since June 22, which you can see here in this chart. Nonetheless, some commentators remained upbeat on the short-term outlook. Cointelegraph contributor Mikhail Vende Pop, who had called for 21,200 to break for upside to continue, got his wish as the market picked up overnight. And quoting the crypto analyst here, remains to be seen how Bitcoin is going to act after the weekend as 21,200 rejected. Overall, strength is still there, and I'm assuming further upside is happening. Crucial barrier for now, $21,000. Also like to point out that the potential upside targets included 22,000 and the 200-week moving average at around $22,600, which is the current line in the sand. And checking out the latest order book data from Binance via analytics resource Material Indicators, which you can see here, meanwhile showed a fresh wall of buy support clustered at the 21,200 breakthrough point worth some $20 million. And on the weekly timeframes, the July 17th close had the potential to be significant at 21,300. Bitcoin would not only seal its second green weekly candle, but also its highest weekly close since early June. And a matter of $500 nonetheless stood between that outcome and a continuation of a downwards trend since the July 10th close had come in at around 20,850. That event, popular trader and analyst Rec Capital noted at the time, marked a lower high for the week alongside declining buy-side volume. As pointed out here, the new Bitcoin weekly close shows that price has formed a new lower high on declining buy-side volume, which you can see here in this chart. And quoting on-chain analyst William Clemente, the end game is either Bitcoin as the centralized self-sovereign money or CBDCs as mass surveillance money. To not believe in Bitcoin's ethos and value proposition is to believe in the competency and integrity of central authority. Very powerful words. Shout out to William Clemente. And before I break down next story of the day, Wolf of Wall Street Jordan Belfort says he was wrong about Bitcoin and names two crypto assets for long-term plays. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently pumping and in the green. We got Bitcoin up 1.7%, maintaining just above 21,200. We have Ether up over 9%, trading at around $1,350. We have Binance Coin up 5.5%, trading above $251. Solana pumping, Avalanche pumping, Polkadot, XRP, Cardano, you name it. But all right, now let's break down the next story of the day. The original Wolf of Wall Street, Jordan Belfort, says Bitcoin has performed beyond his expectations. In a new interview on Yahoo Finance's Crypto Mile, the infamous stockbroker who inspired the Hollywood movie, The Wolf of Wall Street, says he is not a fan of most cryptocurrencies. Quoting him here, at the time that I really hated crypto, I stand by everything I said about crypto in 2017, except for one thing. I was wrong about Bitcoin going to zero. In 2018, Belfort said that there is no good reason why digital assets should exist other than a scheme to make money. And today, the penny stock trader believes that the king crypto is a solid long-term play. Quoting him here, I think the issue right now is if you have to look at Bitcoin and not take a 12-month or 24-month horizon with reasonable luck, I think if you take a 24-month horizon, you'll almost certainly make money. Maybe not. But I think if you take 3, 4, 5-year horizon, I would be shocked if you didn't make money because the underlying fundamentals, I believe, are really strong. There's a limited supply, and as inflation does keep going and going and going, and at some point in time, there'll be enough maturity with Bitcoin where it starts to trade more like a store of value and less like a growth stock. And along with Bitcoin, Belfort says that his second choice for long-term investment is leading smart contract platform Ethereum. Go figure, the two largest cryptos by market cap. And to watch this interview with Yahoo Finance and the Wolf of Wall Street himself, Jordan Belfort, entitled The Crypto Mile, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down next story of the day, BitMEX founder Arthur Hayes updates his Bitcoin forecast and predicts the Fed will be forced to print trillions of dollars. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting at $966 billion and approaching that $1 trillion milestone with about $71.5 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the current Bitcoin dominance at 42% even and the Ether dominance at 16.9%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Libra Vito up a whopping 43%, trading at $1.60, followed by Ether Classic up 25.6%, trading at $18.69, followed by Bitcoin Gold up almost 11%, trading at $17.62. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see back to a sea of green, which I love to see. We have Lido up a whopping 154%, Matic up 35.8%, and Arweave up 33.8%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 24 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday a 21, last week a 24, and last month a 9 in extreme fear. And I also like to point out that this is the longest in Bitcoin history we've ever remained in extreme fear. Extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Former BitMEX CEO Arthur Hayes says he expects Bitcoin to bottom out and quickly recover as he predicts that the Federal Reserve will once again inject trillions of dollars into the financial system. Money printer continue to go. The crypto capitalist says he's keeping a close watch on how the Japanese yen and the euro perform against the dollar. Quoting him here, must watch the Japanese yen and the euro. Expect an intervention to weaken the US dollar if the yen 150 and euro 0.9. Intervention means the Fed printing money. Printing money means Bitcoin number go up. The situation is fluid. And in a new blog post, Hayes expounds on his thesis by highlighting how both Japan and the European Union are engaged in yield curve control. According to Hayes, this yield curve control is the act of expanding monetary supply to purchase government bonds and reduce yields in an effort to weaken the nation's fiat currency. Quoting him here, usually Japan and the European Union are happy to have a weak yen or euro versus the rest of the developed world. It allows their export industries to gain market share as their goods are cheaper versus other countries. However, Hayes says that this time is different as surge in inflation has made it challenging for citizens of Japan and the European Union to afford everyday expenses. Quoting him here, however, due to the food and fuel inflation experienced post-COVID and the canceling of Russian commodity exports, their plebs are now facing the harsh downsides of having a weak currency. It is becoming more and more expensive for them to eat, move around, and heat/cool their dwellings. Hayes says if America is determined to defeat Russia through economic sanctions, the U.S. must find a way to weaken the dollar against the Japanese yen and the euro, as he shares here. At the direction of the U.S. Treasury, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York trading desk could print USD, buy yen and the euro, and purchase Japanese government bonds or government bonds of EU members, parking them in an exchange stabilization fund on its balance sheet. Should the U.S. switch to money printers back on support of its allies, Hayes says the increase in liquidity will eventually find its way to Bitcoin and the crypto markets. Quoting him again here, with more flat liquidity sloshing through the system, risk assets, which include cryptocurrencies, will find their bottom and quickly begin to recover as investors discover the central bank financial asset market put has been activated. So there you have it. And before I break down next story of the day, major Bitcoin relief rally imminent as sellers lose confidence, says crypto analyst Nicholas Merton. As well as we discussed, will Bitcoin hit $100,000 in 2024? But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. And to help support the channel, the greatest thing you can do is smash that subscribe button and ring that bell and turn on all notifications, as well as drop us a comment. This helps tremendously with the YouTube algorithm. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. My goal is to get the podcast downloads to 1 million per month. We're currently just above 500,000. And with your help, I know we can achieve it. And of course, you can find me all across social media, including Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, Instagram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down some bullishness, shall we? A popular crypto analyst is anticipating a major relief rally for Bitcoin amid uncertainties in the crypto markets. In a new strategy session, Nicholas Merton tells his 500,000 YouTube subs that more people are now willing to buy Bitcoin as sellers of the flagship digital asset have been forced out of the market. That's right. Quoting him here, we do believe that an extended bear market could still play out. We also do believe in the reality that there is likely going to be a relief rally in the market like there has been in the past. And it simply has to do with the fact that there are a lot of sellers that have been forced out of the market. We now likely have more buyers than sellers at these prices. That's right. And the analyst predicts that Bitcoin may rally to as high as $30,000, which is a 42% increase from today's prices. Quoting him here, if we can get the price above these moving averages and turn them into support, after that, we've potentially got a major move to the upside, something in the upper $20,000 range, going from $25,000 to $30,000. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. Now, Merton says that the top crypto asset by market cap has been trading sideways for a month now, and it could be poised for a steep rally if it manages to break out of its current channel, as he shares here. I don't want to call it too confidently, but we can get a serious move here. And the reason why is because, like back in May of 2022, we had a month-long consolidation, very similar here. We've been in over a month of consolidation in price. You've got a lot of longs and shorts in either of these channels, 30,000 and 20,000. If price starts to go substantially in the other direction, especially getting above this channel at 20,000, you've got a whole lot of shorts, not just from this channel, 21,000, but also this channel, 30,000, who could very well be taking significant losses, causing a massive short squeeze to the upside, as you can see here in this chart. Let's watch this entire video analysis with Nicholas Merton entitled, Why a Major Bitcoin Relief Rally is Likely Coming. Check the show notes below the video in the description and let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day and discuss, will Bitcoin hit $100,000 in 2024, which is the time of the next halving? In just 13 years, Bitcoin went from trading for just a few pennies to nearly $69,000 at the peak, which was back in November of last year. Even though the world's original crypto is only worth about $21,000 today, many are optimistic that the king crypto will rebound. Absolutely, it always does. These hopeful price predictions use varying methods and different reasoning for their estimates. For this evaluation of Bitcoin's future price, we'll focus on the patterns between halving events and use the year 2024 as a deadline, since that's when the next Bitcoin halving should occur. That's right, and halving events are what helps make Bitcoin so unique. Bitcoin's code is programmed to ensure that the growth in supply falls with time. Since Bitcoin's code is open source, we can do a little math and find out that Bitcoin's block reward is cut every 210,000 blocks, or roughly every 4 years. The halving events serve as an easy marker to track the progress of Bitcoin's price. Bitcoin analysts refer to the time between each halving as a cycle. Now, Bitcoin's first halving was in November of 2012 and dropped the block reward from 50 Bitcoins to 25. The second was in the summer of 2016, and the most recent was in May of 2020, resulting in the reward being cut from 12.5 to 6.25. Bitcoins. When we're looking at the data between the halvings, a few things become evident. First, the price of each halving is roughly 55% less than the all-time high from the previous cycle. And before Bitcoin's first halving, the price topped out near $34 in June 2011. And by the time of the November 2012 halving, Bitcoin was worth just about 12 bucks, a drop of just over 60%. And at the 2016 halving, Bitcoin was worth around $650. This was about a 45% decrease from Bitcoin's previous all-time high of around $1,200 in November 2013. Now, a similar situation occurred at the halving in May of 2020. Back then, Bitcoin was worth about $8,800, nearly 65% less than the December 2017 all-time high of roughly 20K. And when averaging these decreases, we discover that on average, Bitcoin's price is about 55% less than the previous all-time high when the halving occurs. Now, the next halving is set to take place about May 2024, and simple math can help us arrive at a possible price that Bitcoin will reach by then. And in the current cycle, Bitcoin peaked at almost 69,000 in November 2021. So based on past behavior, Bitcoin's price should be about 55% less than that. This implies a price of about 30,000 if past patterns continue at the time of the next halving. Now, another insight we can gather from data is that the amount of Bitcoin increases in between each halving diminishes from the previous cycle. Bitcoin was trading at about $11 at the time of the first halving in November 2012. It then peaked in December 2013 to about $1,100, an increase of almost 10,000%. And for the next halving in July 2016, Bitcoin's price rose from around $650 to a new high in December 2017 of just under $20,000, almost a 3,000% gain. And from the most recent halving in May 2020, when it was trading for about $9,000 to the all-time high of just under $69,000 in November 2021, Bitcoin increased about 670%. So it becomes further evident that Bitcoin's returns diminish with each halving cycle that passes. But how much will the price increase after the next halving is the million-dollar question, right? Now, on average, Bitcoin returns about 25% less with each new cycle, and subtracting a quarter from the previous previous 670% return, we arrive at about a 500% increase. Now, a gain of this size from our speculative $30,000 price in May 2024 price would imply a new all-time high of almost $150,000. Let me know if you agree or disagree that we'll likely see a six-figure, even as high as $150,000 Bitcoin price by the time of the next halving in 2024. Now, for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Stephen Hubbs wrote, "I love how confident people are in predicting Bitcoin prices. Nobody really has a clue, but they will spew out it's going under 10,000 like wildfire and then turn around and say it's going over $300,000. Exactly, fam. Welcome to crypto, where everyone is an expert. Our next featured comment comes from TJ Mooney. If you're acquiring Bitcoin to gain dollars, you haven't done enough research. Facts. HODL. And our third and final featured comment comes from Chris Minka. Almost everyone will call Bitcoin wrong, including me at some point. You just got to adapt your strategy to market conditions. Knowledge and perseverance will prevail. I have auto buys weekly. I place market buys multiple times a week. If you panic sell me your Bitcoin, my limits will buy. If the price explodes higher, I HODL. In 2025, we will see who is right. Love it, fam. Keep stacking M sats. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.